Hi everyone, thanks for joining us this week for a new edition of Open Source Faces at Microsoft. Today we're joined by Boris and Jose, and we will be discussing Red Hat, Microsoft, and any other things that are maybe top of mind for you and any questions you might have. So to get started, just kind of tell us about yourselves. Tell everyone what you both work on, maybe how you got to Microsoft.
So how about you start?
Yeah, so my name is Jose Miguel Barrela. I've been with Microsoft the last 6 years and, you know, in the open source world for the last 15. And I'm an open source product manager with the Azure team. So I help the teams land all the open source goodness that Microsoft is driving in the cloud.
All right, good. So my name is Boris Bereshnikov. I'm working on the Azure Compute Engineering team. So I'm actually working on a team that focuses on Linux open source things, and one of the projects that I've been working on recently is Red Hat.
Great. So we've been talking about a lot of open source technologies, as it is the kind of open source and Microsoft series. So one thing we wanted to talk about is, how do partners come into play? How do we kind of work with partners? How do we engage with partners?
I think there's a fantastic momentum with all the technology partners that are driving fantastic innovation in the cloud. And there are many technology stacks that over the last 9 months, we've been activating in Azure. One good example is Red Hat and the very broad portfolio that they bring to the market, and that customers, you know, across enterprise as well as developers really love. They want to use it in a cloud platform. In Azure, we want that cloud platform to be Azure. And at the same time, you know, there are many other examples. One that I will call out would be our data partners. You know, partners that bring solutions where relational or non-relational. Many of them like DataStax and Cloudera, MariaDB,
Hortonworks.
Right. Those are all great examples of partners who work closely to bring their technology stacks to Azure and add on top of the value that things that are already available in the Azure platform, like HDN, so Redis Cache, virtual machines, app service, and all of those services.
Great. So I guess you can see it on the number of the stickers you have in your laptop.
Yes.
It's a number of partners that are data partners in this list.
Correct.
So for just a heads up too, if you have any questions, feel free to type them. We are monitoring. But for those that aren't familiar with what Red Hat, could you guys explain what it is?
Yeah.
So what is the Red Hat?
There's the Red Hat.
Right.
I also have one. So Red Hat is a leading enterprise-grade Linux and open source provider. It's a trusted name in the open source world. They have a very broad portfolio. I'll just mention some of the things that are part of our partnership, like Red Hat Enterprise Linux, Gluster, OpenShift Enterprise. And I think that, again, it's when you think open sourcing enterprise, Red Hat is a trusted name. It's a company we've been working with for quite a while in our on-premises offering, our server offerings. You know, Windows Server 2000, R2, Hyper-V, System Center. I think from the get-go, we've always worked with Red Hat in offering those solutions to market. And as of November, we have a partnership to bring all of that goodness to Azure as well.
We can expand on that as of November. Actually, we announced that you can bring your own image to Azure. So you can bring your own Red Hat image to Azure and run in Azure. So you have to build your own image. This is part of the Red Hat Cloud Access program. So you register with Red Hat for your Red Hat subscription mobility benefits, and then you can run your RHEL VMs in Azure. And then last week we have announced that you can now actually get so-called pay-as-you-go images in Azure, which means instead of you building the image and you having a prior purchases made with Red Hat, you can go directly to Azure, and doing so you can get a RHEL image provisioned literally in a matter of minutes, and then you can enjoy benefits of joint company support. You can actually, in fact, going in the portal and going to the Red Hat custom portal directly from the Azure portal will give you the benefits of accessing Red Hat resources on the behind the scenes.
That's right. I think what really changes things here is our support offering and the co-located support, as well as the entire portal experience. But I also think it's important to talk about some of the underlying technologies in Azure that will be useful for Linux and for Red Hat users in particular, such as ARM, that really enable command line users to do things at scale. So that's also something that, whether you bring your own BHD, where you deploy for the marketplace, that's an option for you to have this non-interactive, highly automated array of solutions in Azure through the Azure command line tools, through ARM or OpenAPS or SDK, to be able to do more with those Linux images.
Right, and you use the abbreviation ARM, so this stands for the Azure Resource Manager for people who don't know what it is. So it's a set of technologies that actually simplify and kind of improve ease of use of the Azure resources that provides a lot of benefits, such as doing the application definition in a single template, so which you can use the base rel image, pay-as-you-go image as a basis for such a solution. So that's one example.
Yep.
So we touched upon, I think, how the partnership came to be, but I think in general, how do partnerships come about with kind of the Red Hat partnership in mind?
Well, I can try answering that as, at late 2014, I guess when Satya Nadella in October said that Microsoft loves Linux, so we as a company actually started doing a lot more open source things, a lot more actually emphasis on running Linux and more Microsoft stack in Azure. And I think both companies at the time, probably sometime later, realized that it's beneficial for us to partner together and actually, despite our differences and despite our prior history of being separate, we actually have a lot of similar customer base. Like those enterprise customers on the both ends, they sort of require a lot of similar benefits of high quality enterprise grade and support available to them despite, regardless of which OS they're using as a base layer. So we agreed to have those Red Hat images, start with Red Hat Enterprise Linux images in Azure. And it took some time to actually implement that and make the solution available in Azure, which is what we announced in November of the last year.
And I think the sentiment that's also captured, in the announcements, both November as well as last week, it's well captured both on the Microsoft blog post and the Red Hat blog post. And if you look at our entire array of partnerships, Azure Marketplace today, 60% of the images available there are Linux-based. I think that sends a strong message of how open and flexible Azure as a cloud platform is. And as people probably will know, a quarter of all the virtual machines that run in Azure today are Linux-based. So people are using definitely those partner solutions that they can find in marketplace, those trusted open source names, to realize their needs in the cloud.
Great. What is it like working with the folks at Red Hat?
Well, I guess since I had firsthand experience in building with the solution we just released last week for and pay-as-you-go Red Hat images. So we worked, I think, across two companies with probably five teams, so portal and identity teams of Red Hat, CloudForms teams in Red Hat, and our own teams, a variety of teams, engineering teams. I think it came through certain, first a surprise factor, right? So people kind of, it's unusual to have a partnership like this. It's unusual to consider that, yes, we're actually working together and building good solution together. So I think it grew on both sides, and surprisingly, went surprisingly well. I think we, at least whoever I worked with, we liked it very much, the experience and how smooth it went and how fast we can actually do things despite the differences.
I think a while back, I went to the internal Microsoft library here in Redmond, and I asked for the Open Organization book, the book authored by the Red Hat CEO, Mr. Whitehurst, and they didn't have it, and they asked, what's a business justification for this book? And I'm like, haven't heard Microsoft loves Linux, and all the things that we're doing with Linux and open source. And they got the book, and there's a bunch of items and people can go there and read the book. I read the book, and I have a very strong admiration for the way Red Hat conducts business internally and externally. And I actually think the way Red Hatters have input on many of these things is very similar to the way the internal open source community at Microsoft is also, evolving and transforming very rapidly. And that we have, internal communities, we have open source nights here at Redmond, we have, multiple teams working in open source, participating in open source events, teams working on Linux, we're on engineering, on marketing, on field, evangelism, support, services. So I think there's a lot of learnings there, in addition to, you know, being very pleasant to work with.
Great. We got a question, and just another reminder, you can feel free to send more questions in because we were answering them. They asked, what's on the horizon for Red Hat? And that's kind of a broad question, so if you can answer what you can of that question.
Right. I guess I'll try again. I'll try answering as far as what we know. So obviously, as we release the images, there are a lot more asks in terms of variety of things that could be provided by on the platform itself, as opposed to the customer have to build their own images and run on Azure. So we're looking into that, expanding into more regions, providing availability of images in the so-called national clouds. That's another thing that we're looking at. And other than that, I mean, there's a whole slew of things that we have in the pipeline, not something that I can announce just yet, but yes, the work is ahead of us.
I will say that we definitely want to hear from you. There are two mechanisms where we certainly can have this conversation, feedback.azure.com. You know, we welcome your input there. There's also an email address, opensource@microsoft.com. It was quite interesting to secure that email address, but we got it. And there's a bunch of people that you know, will direct your input there. If you search for the Red Hat page inside of Azure.com, we also have a little section talking about, you know, exactly what Boris mentioned, a little bit of where the product is going, and when we have things to announce, it will be on that landing page. All right.
We got a couple of questions. We got a couple more questions, so thank you for sending this in. One that's a little miscellaneous, but we'll put a spin on it. So they asked, what's your favorite hockey team? If you don't have one, if you do, you can say it, but let's change it to maybe what's your first programming language if you don't really follow hockey?
All right. How about you answer the hockey
I
question?
Don't follow hockey. My first programming language was Perl. It still is. I do a lot of things with Perl. So if you're the other guy using Perl out there, please get in touch. I feel lonely.
And actually, the interesting story about my first programming language, it was Pascal, actually Turbo Pascal at that time. And the reason is because it fit on the one floppy. Then you can run another machine that didn't have hard drive. So that's that was the choice. I guess I dated that there myself a little bit.
Maybe the question is, what happens if you send a floppy with your data to an Azure data center?
You know? Yeah, that's something to look into. Right? And it's a, like, whatever, the 3-inch, 5-inch floppies, right?
Right.
I haven't worked with the 8-inch floppies, even though I've seen them. So.
I have heard of them. I've read.
We also got a fun one. Describe Red Hat in one word.
Isn't it Red Hat?
That's two words.
No, but it usually goes together, right? Look at the logo, right?
That's true. Boris describes Red Hat.
It's a cheap question. I know, it's a cheap question.
I would say trusted.
There you have it. If you have any other questions, type quickly. But thank you for joining us, Boris and Jose, to talk about Red Hat. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at opensource@microsoft.com or tweet us at open@microsoft. So thank you for joining us, and hopefully we can connect online as well. So thank you.
Thanks.